is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Blades, you're back at Jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, we're chugging a bottle of Añejo.
Thursday?
It's Tuesday. Thursday. The days are all blending together. And yes, I might have had a shot of Añejo with the Cheerios this morning. But regardless, we are popping a squat at the NFL prop stop right now, looking at some of the player prop futures available across the landscape of sports books. And there's a number of muy interesante options available on the board. And I'm going to give you mine, and Lundy's going to have his here in a second. How about the CMC Football Factory? I say he doesn't crank out a bunch of platinum hits this season. Give me the under on 900.5 rush yards, -110 at BetMGM. Now, don't worry, fantasy fans. He is still a surefire top five overall selection, especially in those leagues that score anything four receptions. However, it's going to be a loose committee of sorts on the ground, similar to what we saw as a member of the San Francisco 49ers for McCaffrey last season. You know, maybe gets 12 to 14 carries in a game, occasional spike on the ground, here and there. But I have concerns about the offensive line. Mike Clay at ESPN projects the San Francisco 49ers have a bottom seven run blocking line in the league. And you might say, well, they got a plus defense. That's correct. They got Brock Purdy back. He's looked pretty good in the preseason. Also correct. And Elijah Mitchell, we don't know when he is going to be back for sure. But still, McCaffrey, look at the advanced analytics. Rather unsightly last year. RB31, surprisingly so, in yards after contact per attempt. Just RB19 in total missed tackles forced. I know he went over 1,100 yards on the ground last season, but I believe he shaves off a considerable amount, largely because I'm concerned about that offensive line. So Lundy, early fader follow, Christian McCaffrey on the under 900.5 rush yards, -110 at BetMGM. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy because of how bad that offensive line is, but I also know how good Christian McCaffrey is, okay?
Yeah.
I was there at Red Rocks when he went up on stage and started tickling the ivories with Zach Bryan. I was there. Dude's got skills, Brad. Do not underestimate the football factory that is CMC. I think he's going to be close to this number. I don't think you're crazy. This is a bet I just wouldn't make. I think that number is well set, all of that. So I'm not a big fan of it, but I do understand what makes you want to lean towards the under given that offensive line. Here's one for you, Brad, from an early player prop play. Player pip spitting all over the camera. Brad, let's go to the Crescent City, shall we, and find a quarterback that's got some new digs in Derek Carr. Give me the over on 11.5 interceptions for DC in the Crescent City. This has to do with the fact that I don't necessarily trust his overall wide receiving core. That's actually what the majority of this is. I think he's going to be trying to force stuff in there. It's not so much that I discount Derek Carr. It's that I think he's going to be in situations with this Saints squad where he's trying to force the issue. That's where defenses can take advantage of him. And with all of that in mind, I think 11.5 is too low. I think he's going to get to 13. Give me a Baker's dozen for him over the course of the season. Now, this is juiced just slightly at DraftKings. It's to -120 as opposed to the standard at the -110. But I think you can count on Carr to be dishing it out to the other team, like I said, at least 13 times, which gets him comfortably over this number.
Yeah, I think the dents are going to be visible for Derek Carr in his inaugural campaign there in Nolens. So I completely agree with you. I actually featured that exact prop on Live and Line a couple of weeks ago. And we all took the over as well on INTs with Derek Carr. So a couple NFL bets on the board. With that, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco of the countdown today. Let's go with a pitcher that you probably do not care one iota about because he pitches for the Kansas City Royals, or also call them the Poppers because they are terrible, although they've been scored of quite a few runs here of late. But regardless, I am taking the over on Cole Reagans. Yeah, that's a real person. On 17 and a half outs against the Pittsburgh Pirates, minus 135 there at DraftKings. Reagan's left-hander, who's had some nasty stuff, recently pitched at Wrigley Field. I watched him from start to finish. I was really impressed with his mound command. Really didn't get rattled. Really good pace of play and electric stuff to boot on top of it. Really high ceiling for him, I believe, long term. I mean, look at the Pirates, middle of the pack in terms of total runs scored the last couple of weeks. Number 16 in that category in the bigs, plating 57 dudes in 13 games. Reagan's been over this in four of his last five contests. A respectable 3.54 home ERA in this one being played. They're at Kauffman Stadium, and a 2.12 ERA in his last five, and the K per nine is climbing. It is on Reagans over 17 and a half outs against the Buccos, and I'm back, minus 135 at DraftKings.
Yeah, it's that empty, sterile room you're in that also apparently is made out of steel and doesn't have a good connection. All right, Brad's back. He's betting on, like, I don't know, Carl Sagan, something like that. I don't know. On the overall with the outs against Pittsburgh. I've never really dialed in on Reaganomics. So with that in mind, I'm going to fade you here for no other reason than the fact that in the midst of your pick, you froze. And I think that's the universe's way of saying, don't do what Brad says.
Yes, I am Han Solo and Carbonite. Fade the living daylights out of me. I don't even know who this guy really is. Cole Reagans! I'm taking the over 17 and a half outs.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro, and hopefully I'm going to have a steady internet connection for this one. And a guy that has not made steady contact, to say the least, down to Lou here over the last month, and that is the hot corner, former Colorado Rocky, Nolan Arenado. I say he snaps out of the funk and logs RBI against the Friars out of San Diego. Plus 155 is a juice. Yeah, I worked the shoulders and get seduced by that juice available at DraftKings. Why am I high on this? Well, I mean, look at Arenado. He is a recorded RBI in just eight games here in the month of August, where for the last 15 days, he's only batting 204. That's it. Pretty lousy at the dish. But what a remarkable history that he has against Seth Lugo, a guy he is erupted against. Faced him 10 times in his MLB career, has six hits, and of those six hits, three have been of the long ball variety to go along with five RBI. Now, you look at Lugo, 3.30 ERA on the road this season. Nothing to overlook there. And again, a respectable 3.95 ERA in his last five turns in the San Diego rotation. But still, I'm playing the history card here, and hopefully Arenado will break out of this funk and get me that much-needed RBI. Set the damn table, St. Louis. You've been terrible all year. I hate you because I'm a Cubs fan, but do me a solid just this one time and not going to run Arenado. That happens. Plus 155 at DraftKings. The London Gator follow.
There's a little bit of the Atlanta Braves syndrome when it comes to trying to bet on St. Louis, right? It's like when we talked about this on the pod a few weeks ago, right? When I was betting on Matt Olson, it would be Austin Riley. When I was betting on Austin Riley, it would be Matt Olson. Well, that's what's happening to me. As bad as this St. Louis team is, I'm having these moments where it's like I bet on Paul Goldschmidt and Arenado does it. I bet on Arenado and Goldschmidt does it. So I don't know what to do here, Brad, because I'm worried that you're going with Nolan and then Goldie's going to go off, or vice versa. So, I'm going to zero in because yesterday was a good day for Goldschmidt. So I'm going to zero in. I'm going to lean over to the other side. Now we're going to go, as the pendulum swings, and we're going to go over to Arenado. So I think you've got the right play here. I'm just worried we're going to get Atlanta braved.
What's ultimately going to happen here? It's not going to be Goldschmidt. It's going to be another Nolan. Gorman is probably going to get the damn RBI in Arizona, Arenado. I don't even know who the hell I'm going to. It's going to screw me.
Number three.
internet is back, and here I am as I'm doing the play-by-play with this wonky connection here at the United Center. So just bear with us here. Technology, you never know. It's fickle at times. What isn't fickle is Clayton Kershaw at home, and I'm taking him to record a win against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Lundy, I was astonished. I was blown away when I saw the juice on this. It's 200 or larger right now, the various sports books on the standard money line. So for Clayton Kershaw to get the dub, it's plus 225 at DraftKings, and I'm taking advantage and getting seduced by that juice as a result. Now, Arizona, to be fair, swinging a really hot stick here of late. Number six in total run score, plating 73 in their last 12 games. If you look at Kershaw at home, he's had eight starts this season. He is 5-1 with a 1.72 ERA. Now, he's faced the D-backs a couple of times this year. Won once, lost once, and at 12 innings pitched, a 15-2 strikeout-to-walk split. So, I'm putting it all together here, and I think Clayton Kershaw will get the necessary run support. I think he is going to get the W. I think the Dodgers, yes, they will show up at the plate against Merrill Kelly. I believe that. And at plus 225, why the hell not? Fade or follow on Kershaw getting that victory at plus 225 at DraftKings.
This is one that I just can't resist the number on. I can't resist a plus 220. Yeah. Anything plus 200 or higher for one leg that isn't a home run bet, I feel like I've got to roll with. As you said, 1-1 is what he's done so far this season. I think this is set up really well. I think the Dodgers are winning the game. So the matter that we've got to figure out is whether or not Kershaw is still going to be on the bump when LA gets enough of the runs to be able to lock things in. So, and I think that they can with the way that they're hitting, especially Mookie Betts, by the way. Good God, that guy's on fire right now.
Yeah.
So put all of that together. The fact that you're getting this at DK at this kind of a number, this is one that even if you're a little bit iffy, I think you got to jump in. You can decide you want to do a half unit instead of a full unit bet, something like that, if you're a little bit nervous about it. But the payday that you're getting on this makes it worthwhile. I think you jump in, you roll the dice with Kershaw, especially at home.
Talk about iffy. That's my internet connection. What is it? Questionable. Clayton Kershaw gets up tonight against Zona.
Number two.
All right, Numero Dos here on the countdown. Let's go with the guy, and we'll talk about swinging a fiery bat. That is one Trey Turner, and T-Squared, I think, is going to be exponentially good yet again tonight against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, SoCal. On that over, 1.5 total bases, even money, plus 100 there at BetMGM, and I absolutely love this wager. Why Turner has done this in five of his last eight games over the last 7 days, batting a robust 333 with five extra base knocks, and it's all about maximizing the matchup. Nice history against Tyler Anderson, the lefty, on the bump for LAA. He has faced him 10 times in his career, and Turner's logged five hits, and two of those have gone for extra bases, one a double and one a triple. Throw the fact that Anderson has a 5.63 ERA on the road and a 5.84 ERA over this last 30 days. And it shakes out to one conclusion and one conclusion only, and that is the over. Trey Turner plus 1.5 total bags against the Angels plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Before we started the pod, written down in my notes, I have four letters, TTTB, which I've bet on enough. So in my head, I already knew what it was, even though that may not make sense to any of the rest of you. It is Trey Turner total bases, TTTB. Yep. It's written down in my notes before we started the day, going up against Anderson. I think it's a favorable matchup. I think he's got the opportunity. The only thing I'm going to be watching out for is to make sure that he doesn't waste a couple of at-bats for us bettors by winding up with a free pass from Mr. Anderson. We will talk about that coming up in bonus time. That's my only concern, is when you start looking at a really good matchup. Harper's got a good matchup. Obviously, Turner does. You just brought him up. Castellanos, et cetera. It's all a favorable matchup because it's Anderson and because Philly's at home. So I like them overall. I like Phillies to win the game. You can put them into a money line parlay, something like that. The only worry I've got is making sure that we don't get those empty at-bats when it comes to the total bases. But at plus 100, play this one all day.
Yeah, listen to Lundy all day and me as well. TTTB with that total bases prop at BetMGM.
Number one.
All right, numero uno. No, too sexy. That's exactly who Corey Seager is right now. Oh, my goodness. He is a handsome man, and he has put up some crooked digits in the box score. And as a result, I'm going to ride that hot hand. Give me the over 1.5 total bases in New York against the Mets. And with the odds boost at 50% odds available at DraftKings, smash that button at the top of the screen and apply it to this bet. It goes from -105 to +142, and I will squeeze every last drop of that juice. Why? Look at Seager. He has done this, Lundy, 13 times here in the month of August. Did it last night, as a matter of fact, and a late rise at the plate, really, for this entire Texas team. It took a minute, but he's going against a left-hander in this matchup, Jose Quintana. Now, Jose Quintana has been quite good against left-handed hitters this season, but a guy that is undergoing a stat correction. We saw in the last start that ERA finally started to climb. 3.73 is what the mark is right now, and I expect it to balloon even more based on his expected ERA, which sits at 4.90. Seager against LHPs this season, batting 339 with a 975 OPS, and he has a history against Jose Quintana, 2-for-7 with a double. So split a gap, couple of singles, take over the fence. I don't care how you get there. I love Seager. Love, love, love him. Over 1.5 total bases against the Mets. Again, +142 with a 50% odds boost available at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Perfect use of the boost, folks. I tell you, when you get free bets, I always say, have at it. Drop your pants and get weird, okay? So when you get a free – I'm serious. When you get a free bet, that's when you just go have some fun, okay? Yeah. Like, you get a $10 free bet, build yourself a parlay that's like +1,000. Like, just see what happens because it's free money, right? But when you get the boosts, the smart play is grab something that you've got an incredible amount of confidence in and take it from negative odds to as close to or into the plus money as you can. All right. There's Lundy's lesson for the day. I'm following the hell out of this one because I love the fact that the boost benefits us, gets us up to that +142. To me, this is an absolute no-brainer with Seager. You said it, a little slow. They were kind of, you know, yeah. Those of you that are old enough to remember the record player, it was kind of like, and then that kind of thing. That's what really was going on with Texas. But I really like this play tonight. Seager should be able to get this one done even on the road. But doing so against the Mets should make it pretty easy.
Yeah, stay sizzling hot. Corey Seager on those total bags. Lundy, it's bonus time. Enlighten me, amigo. What else do you like on this? It is Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday, but it is indeed. It's a tequila every day for your boy right now.
Yeah, well, just pay attention to what day of the week it is. Would you look? I understand. next week will be easy for you, Brad, because we get into the NFL, and then we know what day it is because our schedule gets built off the idea of a little Monday Night Football, a little Thursday Night Love over on Amazon Prime, all of that kind of stuff. So it gets a lot easier next week, and then it stays that way for a little while, and then Brad's confusion will kick back in again. The Atlanta Braves are here in Denver, down the road from where I'm sitting. And I've got a handful of plays for you, but I wanted to share this with you to realize just how much the Rockies are phoning it in right now and how good the Atlanta Braves are. Brad, if you go in for Ronald Acuna Jr. to have a hit, folks, I am not making this up. For him to have a hit is -650. That is how ridiculous the odds are tonight. Just for Acuna to have a hit is -650. That is mind-numbingly insane to me. However, I've told you, I do this every now and then from my betting standpoint. I am all in on Acuna tonight. I would play him to have two or more hits. You can get him at +300 to hit his 30th home run of the year. If he's going to hit number 30, he stole bag number 60 last night against the Rockies. So he's already hit that number. He's at 29 round trippers. If he's going to do 30, why not do it at 5280 where the weather has been cooperating? But in addition to the all-in, total bases, scoring a run, the whole thing that I'm going to do on Acuna tonight, let me give you a really simple one that that unfortunately only gets you to plus 130 without the boost, but play this anyway. Give me Acuna, Riley, and Olsen each for a hit, and then give me Atlanta on the money line. If you put all those together, it's plus 130 at DraftKings. So nice and simple, four-legger for you. You can use the boost if you want to, save the boost for something else. But when I saw him at minus 650 for a hit, that was silly. That was like last year when Aaron Judge's home run number was down to a flat plus 100 there for a while. That's just absolutely ridiculous. Speaking of Atlanta, let's take a couple of teams, including one that is red hot right now, and that is the Seattle Mariners. Give me Atlanta and the Mariners both on the run line at minus 1.5. That one will get you to a plus 183. Now, speaking of Seattle, you like, oh, look at the look on your face. That was impressive, Brad. Brad likes that. Atlanta on the run line, Seattle on the run line, each minus 1.5, plus 183 at DK. Speaking of Seattle, you were talking about Kershaw. Give me George Kirby to notch W as well tonight as they take on Oakland. Kirby plus odds to notch that win for you. He'll do it at a plus 110. And finally, I was talking about the pass ball, or it's not the pass balls, the base on balls earlier for Tyler Anderson. If you jump over to Caesars, take Tyler Anderson to have two or more walks. Take Merrill Kelly to have two or more walks against the Dodgers. Put both of those together over at Caesars. You're going to get yourself at a plus 159. I won't belabor the point with Tyler Anderson because we pick on him almost every time he takes the bump for the Angels. He has been a walks machine. But over on Merrill Kelly's side, he has faced the Dodgers this season a total of three times. He has had two walks, four walks, and four walks in those three starts. And nobody has more walks per game in the major leagues than the LA Dodgers. So put all of that together. That should be an easy cash. Again, Anderson, two or more walks. Merrill Kelly, two or more walks. That simple two-legger, plus 159 at Caesars. If you're not a Caesars player, it's plus 153 over at DraftKings. So it's pretty much the same depending upon your favorite book. I yield the floor to the gentleman with no internet.
Yes, and I had exact same two-legger parlay. I put together a DraftKings, and when I woke up bright and early this morning, I got it at plus 160. So those odds are cascading down. So you might want to lock and load that sucker if you like it immediately before it gets even more whittled down there on the market. All right, let's go with the team Huevos parlay play of the day, shall we? Let's go back to Coors Field, and maybe we're going to see some more crazy fans try to hug or tackle, embrace. I don't know what the hell they were doing. Ron Acuna Jr. last night.
Selfie but, time.
Oh, man, ridiculous. On this SGP, come with me if you'd like it. I'm going to take Matt Olson. Two or more total bags. Had a triple last night in game number one of the series. Give me Charlie Morton, two or more walks. We know he's had all kinds of control issues this season. And give me the ATL to score the win on the money line to put all three of those plus 210 at DraftKings. So take advantage of that market. The reason why I like Matt Olson, he has done this five straight games. Him getting at least two total bases. Now, I always worry about him accumulating the walks because pitchers are afraid to throw at him. But you look at Peter Lambert, who's taking the mound for Colorado. He's had a difficult time against left-handed hitters this season, evidenced by his near 900 OPS allowed. And Olson is a guy he knocks in a ton of runs, A, and B, gets a lot of balls in the gap or over the fence. So I think he gets at least two total bags tonight. Charlie Morton, meanwhile, 5.02 walks per nine on the road this year and has issued a couple of free passes in 20 of 25 starts. Colorado, they don't walk a ton, number 20, and based on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, but Morton's command can be spotty, and I think it will be in a couple instances tonight. And then finally, ATL get the win. Colorado just 3-7 in the last 10 games straight up. Atlanta 7-3 in their last 10 games straight up. And Lambert will be a punching bag. So to recap, Matt Olson, 2+ total bags. Charlie Morton, 2+ walks. Atlanta on the money line, +210 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You mentioned Ronald Acuna Jr. The one prop you did not throw out is one you see very rarely, and that is 2.5 total bases. And I say, screw it. Team Weibo's all day. Give me the over at +110 on that. I can do it with a triple. I can do it with a double and a single. He can do it with a home run. And all those are very much within the realm of possibility. 13 times this month, Ronald Acuna has hit the over on 2.5 total bags in a game. He's batting just .385 in his last 7 days with 5 extra base hits. Again, the last week alone, Lambert, a 6.61 home ERA and a 5.19 ERA in his last 5. He gets pummeled by Acuna, Olsen, name a Brave. They're all going nuts, going off like they did last night.
Oh, I'll give you a fun one. Brad, I'll give you a fun one. The same game parlay I gave you with Acuna, yeah, Riley, and Olsen, if you add in Albies, Ozuna, and Harris, give me all 6 of them to have a hit. All 6 of them to have a hit. Lambert's screwed tonight, y'all. The Rockies are phoning it in, okay? And they're phoning it in. They're not even on a flip phone. They are on a rotary dial on the wall at your grandma's house. The Rockies don't give a shit anymore, okay? They are phoning it in. If you do all 6 of those, it was +230, and that's even without me adding Atlanta on the money line. Take all the Braves you can. Acuna's +190 for another stolen base. Do it. Trust me, Atlanta is going to wax Colorado tonight.
All the Atlanta, all the damn time for all the monies. We're totally in. I am done. I think we have exhausted all the wagers in that game. I got 2 more for you real quick. I mentioned George Kirby, my Norfolk Terrier, who is corpulent. He's 6 years old. His name is Kirby. So naturally, I have to tail a Kirby. And I'm doing it in the strikeouts market. Give me the over 7.5 Ks against those Oakland Athletics at +115 at DraftKings. Oakland, the 5th highest K percentage in Major League Baseball last couple of weeks. And here's what's interesting. Kirby's 8/9 on the season, 8.17. But at home, it jumps to 9.32. Yeah, he's only done this 5 times in 25 starts. But I'll take advantage of the matchup. Earn those sausages, little buddy. George Kirby on the over 7.5 strikeouts at plus money. And then the last one for you, another plus money wager, Pablo Lopez of the Minnesota Twins. He gets the win. He gets the Cleveland Guardians +155 available at DraftKings. Cleveland, number 22 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks. And you look at Lopez, he's won 4 of his last 5. Yeah, on his prior start this season against the Guardians back on June 1st, it was a no decision in that game. 5 2/3 innings, 6 earned runs, but just a 1.80 ERA in his last 5. He gets the run support, hopefully, fingers crossed, and scores me the win there at +155. We are out of time. On this Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Friday, Sunday, I don't care what day it is. If you enjoy this podcast, do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter /X gonna give it to you. Lundy with his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, and I do the same stupid exercise there at Noisy Huevos for Nathaniel Lundy, who is tailing. I think he's got at least 30 tickets open on that Braves matchup at Coors. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.